Blog Talk Radio.
I start saying the same thing over again. I get confused.
Just say the drop.
Why can't I just write it?
Because you're tripping. I don't need it perfect. This is ATATP. We make you feel at home.
Oh, we just doing a 10-second drop?
Yeah, we do it in. No. People of America, see what I got to work with?
Oh, this is a recording. No, you know what? I'm not doing it. Click. I'm turning it off. I'm going to send you your drop.
No.
Yes.
I need a quick drop now.
Taz, I get the words out. I make sure the vocabulary works right. I make sure I don't use the same sounds. I put a lot of work into my drops.
I got a question. Why do you like to pre-record? That, yeah, I know the show is called Recorded Live, but you take anthem into that. You take it literally. I'm going to record it, but it's going to be live.
Yeah, it's going to be live. It just ain't going to be live right now. I do your drop. Or let me think about it.
And that's the drop that Rolanda did for me when we was arguing over her doing a drop. Welcome to ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. I have on the line Harold B. Gibson, actor extraordinaire, also got his own show, Geeking, Gaming, and Cosplay with H.B. Gibson. And also on the line, I have Alex Fernandez. Let me say it the right way. We've always said all the time. Alex Fernandez. I got him on the line, the director, creator of Body Jumpers and Dawn. And I also got on the line my co-host for tonight, Tess Wigginton, a.k.a. T-Dub, off in the house. How is everybody doing?
I'm doing good.
Better now.
How you guys doing?
Quite happy, sir.
I want Alex to kick it off. And as usual, I got to have y'all introduce yourselves and tell the people what you do. Alex, go on, and then Harold, you can jump in after Alex is done.
I'm Alex Fernandez, a.k.a. High Maintenance, according to these guys over there on the radio show. And I'm creative director of Body Jumpers and Dawn, their live-action web series. And we also have comic books based on both shows.
I guess I'm next. I'm H.B. Gibson. Well, I'm trying to push that name out now, H.B. Gibson. But you guys know me as Harold B. Gibson. I'm an actor. Yeah. Hey, listen, it just sounded cooler when everybody just say call it H.B. Gibson. It just sounded more
actor-ish. Yeah, I'm gonna start doing it.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. What was it? Oh yeah. Okay. I'm an actor. I actually appear as Agent Darius on Alex Fernandez's Body Jumpers. I've been on the show for about 3 years, right?
Yep. Well, both shows now, because it's been rebooted.
It's rebooted. It's called Body Jumpers Resurrection. I also have I got 3 other shows on YouTube. I do a show called H&R Movie Talk where we talk movies with my friend Robert McIntosh, so the H for Harold, R for Robert. You can catch that on YouTube. I have another show called The Zone, which is at the moment in hiatus, but it's now being re-released in shorter bite-sized episodes. I'm taking all the original episodes and I'm chopping them down into more smaller episodes. But my baby right now is Geeking, Gaming, and Cosplaying with H.B. Gibson, where I just geek out and just talk about, you know, films and comics and cosplay and gaming and stuff like that. It's a fun show. If you ever watched Andre the Black Nerd, it's kind of done somewhat like that. He's like an inspiration for the show. So I keep busy, y'all.
Tess, I know when I told you about this, you were excited to meet these people. So I'm sure you got some pre-written questions. I just talk off the top of my head. But I'd rather you be the professional person of the group. Go on and ask them questions.
Right. Wait a minute. If I'm going to be the professional, we're in trouble here. Okay. Alex, I do have a question for you. And I've got one for you, HB, but that's, you know, One at a time here.
Sure.
What came first for you, the comic books or the movies?
The show came first.
Okay.
I created the show, and then from there we started getting fan art. And then eventually a lot of the artists that were drawing the fan art said, why don't you just write some stories and we can draw the books for you and we can collaborate and start making books. And Terrence Baker and I collaborated on the first book. And today, actually, we finished our sixth book, which is issue 3, Darkness. And that should be out in about another 2 weeks or so.
Oh, wow. That is cool. So the comic books were drawn by fans collaborating.
Yep. They were fan first, and then, you know, they came on, had commission artists, and did the book.
That is so cool.
Excuse me, I got another caller.
Excuse me,
got another caller on the line. New caller that just broke in. Go on and state your name.
Hey, everyone. It's Gina Liu.
Yay!
Hey!
Jay Liu off in the house. Meet everybody. Of course, it's Harold. It's Alex Fernandez. And also, Tess Wigginton, T-Dub. She's my co-host. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
My sister from another mother.
Okay, Tess, you can go on and continue on. She was just got through asking Alex Fernandez. You just got through asking him a couple questions.
Hey, Tess, just practice that like 50 times tonight.
Yeah, I am. I'm just saying with bass in my voice, that way I'll remember.
Yes, please.
All right. HB, cosplay is something that I guess, you know, I used to teach high school, and I'd hear kids talking about it. I had no idea until I started looking into what you did how deep this culture is. It's a whole lifestyle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The work that goes into putting together the costumes. I don't sew anything myself. I do know how to make, some accessories using something called Everfoam, which is pretty much the staple material that cosplayers use with a lot of their costumes. I mean, a lot of these folks are very, very dedicated in making their costumes. They spend hours and hours and hours, you know, cutting and gluing and painting and things like that. And I've seen some pretty incredible work. But yeah, cosplay has become pretty much mainstream these days, and there's more and more people getting into it. Yeah.
I think that's pretty. It's awfully cool.
Yeah, thanks. It's we try to encourage everybody to cosplay at whatever level that they're on. I mean, it'll start off with a T-shirt, and then you add a few things here and add a few things there. You really honestly do not have to be so good with a needle and thread and know how to cut and sew and stuff like that. If you know how to do that, then that's great. But, you know, a lot of my cosplays are bits and pieces of other things that I order from offline. Like, for example, my latest cosplay, Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe, the Cobra villain. All that was basically a ninja costume that I tore the sleeves off. I ordered some patches online. I got a set of cosplay swords where the blades are made out of foam, and I just put a strap around it. Bought a very cheap utility belt for about like $10, and I already had a pair of nunchucks that were padded and stuff like that. So you know, once you put all the parts on, I'm Storm Shadow. So
nice.
That's how I do it.
That's cool.
Thank you.
On the real, I never knew all that went into it like that. I mean, seriously, it's a serious culture. They got different sites. I mean, I've been meeting people all over the world that does this, and that's really cool.
It's a lot of fun. The best part about cosplay is when the kids come up to you. I'll never forget the time when I was asked to be a part of an event that took place over at the Bronx Museum of Art. It was put together by a gentleman by the name of Ivan Velez Jr., who I found out was a part of DC Milestone Comics. He had a hand in working on the comic book Blood Syndicate that was part of that section of DC that was along with Static Shock, along with Icon and Rocket, along with Hardware and all those characters in Milestone DC. And he invited me to this event, and I was dressed up. I have my own version of Superman called Dark Star Superman. You can see that on Facebook. I have my own page dedicated to that particular cosplay. And when I went to the event, when I was done, it was basically a bunch of kids that were drawing the people that came in cosplay. We posed and they drew, and these kids were very talented. And what made me choke up, I'm going to tell you something, the waterworks was about to start flowing. One little girl, before she left, this one little girl just ran up to me and hugged me, and I was done. I was finished. I was like, wow. So okay. It's the kids. It's really the kids.
Absolutely.
I have some clips from various shows. I want Jay Lou to actually tell the people what you do. And because I let everybody else do an intro before you came in, so I want you to do yours too and tell the people exactly what you do.
Okay. So again, my name is Gina Liu, and I'm an actress, a voiceover artist as well. I do some writing, and my niche is action, independent action. So I'm the current lead of Body Jumpers Resurrection by Alex Fernandez. And I'm also...
Huh? he gave some sound effects. Go on.
Oh. And I'm also gearing up to do another web series. It's called Annika, the series, and it's a post-apocalyptic type action web series. And I've wrote my own series called Hunters, the series, officially. But I just go by Hunters, really. Go ahead.
No, I just was getting ready to say, I loved the first one that I did see. And I was feeling it. I was like, boy, this is pretty good. And I was wanting more after watching it.
Oh, are you talking
with
about
you. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm talking about Hunters.
Hunters
yeah.
Banging.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to play. Hopefully, I got the clip right. This is supposed to be your character, Gina, Sonya and Glitter Girl.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
When I was 8, I was at home playing with Barbie dolls.
Sounds fun. Now stay focused.
Sorry.
The signal led me to two strange women, and you were the main subject.
She hacked into our files and created a lot of red flags. Her name is Sonya Rain.
That's how I know your name. Lucky for me and you, there are not many Sonya Rains in New York City.
So, who are these women?
I don't know. I have to do some more digging, but there's something else.
What's that?
I don't believe they are human. I think they're from another planet.
Do you know how crazy that sounds?
Yes, I do, but you must trust me. I need more time to find out what's going on. You need to be careful.
I will. I have a friend who has a special gift like you, so I'll ask her for help.
What's her name?
Her name's Nova.
Cool name. Maybe I could meet her one day. I'll contact you once I know more.
Okay. Thank you, Glitter Girl.
You're welcome, Sonya. Bye.
Bye.
those transitions out and screaming is killing me. But Glitter Girl is your daughter, right, Alex?
Yeah, she's my daughter.
And now I'm like, now if my dad was doing, TV shows online and stuff, and I got to go to school and learn all this stuff, and then I got to learn lines too?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. She steals
hey,
the
I
show, man.
I have to tell you, she's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was tripping on she was getting smart with everybody. Like, she got
yeah.
smart with her. Yeah, yeah. Talking about lady. I was like, what?
Yeah, she did an amazing
she
job.
She steals the show, guys. Seriously, she totally steals the show, man.
And I can already see it just involve the character evolving more and more, especially as she grows up into it.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Tess,
who's going first?
Tess, this is what is hard
yeah.
On a web radio show. Go on, Tess.
Yeah.
You got any questions for Gina?
Oh, Gina, I do. Wow, I've watched Body Jumpers and Body Jumpers Resurrection. I love Hunters. Wow, I love
Thank
that
you.
One. Now, you're writer, director, executive producer, right?
Yes, and editor.
And editor, wow. I'm telling you, I definitely want to see more of that. What was the inspiration for that?
Well, I guess it was just a culmination of work I've seen over the years from childhood until now, and then also wanting to create work that I felt spoke to me and my experience, but that I also felt would be relatable to other
mm-hmm.
folks, because there are mm-hmm. issues of, you know, losing parents and revenge, and they're very emotions that transcend race and culture and gender. So I wanted to create my own work that create a role that I've never played before in work
mm-hmm.
that I really wanted to see happen, and also add in those elements, a story that was very relatable. Even if you're not you know, African-American and Chinese, you could still relate
mm-hmm.
because maybe you've lost a parent. And actually, somebody reached out to me and after watching the episode and told me that they had lost their mother, and so the story really hit home for them. So that's what, those were my goals, like really trying to create a story that I felt anybody could enjoy.
Well,
and
I
diversify, diversify the genre as well.
Oh, yeah, cool. Well, I absolutely think you've got it. I mean, because everybody can relate to that kind of story. Even if you haven't lost, you know, both parents in such a tragic way, everybody suffers loss of some sort, and everybody handles
yeah.
it differently. I love
yep.
your cinematic choices in that, too. I love the atmospheric feel, and it's you know, it's quieter. I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I also got a clip of Agent Nexus and Agent Darius talking on Body Jumpers, The Resurrection. Here it is.
In contact with the human female.
And did she have the IDA suit?
Affirmative. She called herself Nova.
Nova?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, seeing as it's a Nova-class nano-bio suit.
Nano-bio suit. Nova class.
Yeah.
How much do we know about this dude already and his creator?
I may know a few things. Darius, this suit is the reason why I was being framed for murder on Euclid 6 a few months ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Must have been terrible being an IDA agent on the other side of a wanted poster.
You have no idea. Agent Thaddeus created this suit, and he was murdered for it by shapeshifters that infiltrated the IDA. But before doing so, he took the suit and hid it on an asteroid when no one could get their hands on it.
Agent Thaddeus was a professor of mine.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you said he hid it on an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Earth experienced a meteor shower a few months ago. Do you think maybe the suit might have been on one of those meteors?
That's the only logical explanation.
Is it a nano suit like 0.09 decibels over. I'm just asking. I'm like, they came up with a nano suit. I'm like, what? You
well,
know, most normal, like normal black people, like, you know, ghetto people that I know, don't even know what a nano is. So I'm just.
Well, see, we're opening minds.
Well,
expanding horizons.
Alex, I think you got to explain to him what a nano suit is.
No, I love the creativity in the writing and diversity in the different subject matter, because, you know, everybody just don't write like that unless they're writing just high super sci-fi stories, and everybody don't think like that either. So I like the way the story goes along. I love the reboot. I like the regular one too, because I'm going to tell you, I like the regular one. But you can tell the progressive steps on each show, because like that intro jacked me up. This last intro, I was like, whoa. I had the bass wide open, and I was like, whoa, it got me. I had to take these Beats headphones off, man. I was like, man, that intro is strong right there, baby.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Now, how do you come up with your ideas, Alex?
Well, I just get a lot of inspiration. Like, I grew up watching a lot of TV shows, and, you know, I grew up on $6 Million Man and all that kind of stuff from the 70s. And actually, one of the shows that's the inspiration for Body Jumpers Resurrection is a show from the 80s called The Greatest American Hero with William Catt.
Right.
Which
right.
was the show where he found a suit, but he lost the instructions, and so he couldn't fly straight and stuff like that. So that was one of the inspirations
right.
for the show.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So you guys, being that you're actors, do you have any input on some of the story or the subject matter? Do you guys have input on that? I mean, basically, I'm asking you, how is Alex Fernandez is as a director and is directing you?
I'm very cautious about that. I'm very cautious because the one thing that I don't like is for people to try to tell me how to do something unless the idea that they give me like really, really hits home and go, yeah, you know, that would work. So I'm very cautious about, you know, handing ideas to Alex, because I know that he already has his head, you know, he already pretty much has everything already straight. And one thing I don't want to do is be like, yeah, I got an idea. I gave him an idea recently that is going to be, we're not going to talk about it in detail. A little something that I've been trying to push about my character Darius, a little secret something about him, and it sounded like maybe recently he said that, you know, it would probably happen, but you just have to just wait and see. You got to keep watching the show and find out something very interesting about Darius, hopefully maybe later on in the future. But like I said, it's up to him to use that idea not. So, you know, a lot of times when we get lines, you know, we know what he's trying to say, but sometimes when you get lines, you find yourself saying the lines a little differently, or maybe might change a word or two, but it's still saying the same thing as it's more comfortable for the actor to do. And he's very, very open for that, and he's very, very cool about that, you know, about you know, letting us, like, change the dialogue here and there, because, you know, it's because of the feeling. We're still conveying the story, we're still conveying what the scene is doing, but we just change a line or two, you know, as it flows better. So, yeah.
Yep. Cool. That's exactly right. Same thing. I'll go over the script, and if I feel like when I'm saying a line, it doesn't sound like natural or organic for me, I'll just, you know, ask him if it's okay to change a few words here or there to just make it flow easier and make it more conversational.
Yeah.
Right. But other than that, I personally don't say to Alex, hey, you know, Nova should be doing this next. Like, no, I think that's the limit of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm
bold.
So I don't hold the show very close to my chest when it comes to my actors, at least, especially when it comes to the lead. She, I always keep her up to date every minute. Basically, she knows what's going on with the show. So yeah. I always keep up to date, whether I'm writing a script or where we're shooting. Even if she's not involved, I still keep up to date on what's going on with the show, because I believe the show is, she's like the team captain, so I believe that she should know everything that's going on with the show, so I always keep up to date. And I always listen to everybody's ideas. I may not use them all, but I do listen to their ideas, and sometimes their ideas are better than mine, and sometimes a whole episode comes out from one actor's idea.
Okay,
I'm always listening to stuff.
You know what? Guess what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to come out and say it. The thing about Darius, he's a brony.
He's a brony?
Huh? Darius, you're gonna find out in the series, the season finale of Body Jumpers. Darius is a brony.
Oh my god!
Goodness, that is the first one on the show right now.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
I got another clip.
Nova's gonna be like, Darius, is that a pony? Yes, it's a pony. Noah, it's about time I told you my secret power. I am a brony.
I got another clip of Hunters. This is when Nadiria, is that her name? Gina?
No, it's Nadira.
Nadira.
I got her talking to her brother, Jackson.
Okay.
Stop it. You're not a black sheep. Mom and Dad loved you despite your choice to become a hunter.
Yeah.
They did. And I don't know why you refused to see that. Huh, Jackson? Why?
Because I'm a killer, that's why. Are we done?
No, I... There's actually something else. I quit my job today. Jackson, I had to do something.
Let me get this straight. You fucking threw away a secure job at a top private school, doing something you love, to join an organization you know absolutely nothing about.
I know that they do what our justice system fails to do, and that's enough.
No, there's way more shit to it than that, Nadira.
Okay, so tell me.
No.
I tell you, like I said, I like Hunters a lot. When I seen it, it was deep. The writing was deep and the acting was deep.
Thank you.
Tess.
And go ahead.
Go on.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we actually launched our Indiegogo campaign, crowdfunding campaign today. So if anybody out there is listening and would like to contribute to the series, just go to huntersthe.series.com and, yeah, you could either donate or just share the campaign and spread the love.
Support.
Awesome.
It's a very slick series, very slick. It's very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Tess. It's on you, Tess.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Alex. Tell me about your first project out of school. You know, once you got out of school.
My first project out of school was I worked with Full Force, the music group. They were in the movie House Party.
Oh, okay.
So I was their videographer, so I would travel with them and, you know, film like their autograph signings and all that other stuff. I had did a documentary on them, which was actually my thesis film for school. And then after that, I started working for them freelance as a videographer. So I did that for a few years. And then later on, when I created my show, one of them, Bowlegged Lou, played the main villain on Body Jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's like a 360-degree turn with me, Bowlegged Lou, all the people that know him, I'm connected to. There's a girl that I'm doing music for, and she hung out and sung with him, and she knows him, and I was like, my boy, Alex Fernandez, knows him too. And she was like, why are you saying his name like that? It's reverent. I got to say it like that.
Yeah.
So it's like I got to meet Bowlegged Lou now, because, I mean, I know about 3 or 4 more people that I know that know him too. I'm like, whoa. What's going on?
They really became family. You know, their brother, Paul Anthony, is my daughter's godfather. So
that's cool.
They're more like family now than,
oh, cool,
than friends. Yeah. And it's actually, the way I met them is funny, because one of their wives was with my wife, and that's how I met them. And she came one day and said, you remember Full Force and Housewives? I said, yeah. And she said, I work with one of their wives. I said, get the hell out of here. And I asked her, I said, you think it's possible I could do a documentary on them? And she asked me and said, yeah. And then the rest is history.
Okay, cool. Tess is still on you, unless you want me to take over now.
Your turn.
I'm a good conversationalist.
I know.
I have the last, my last clip is with HB, the clip of one of his shows, Geeking, Gaming, and Cosplay.
All right. My idea for a Batman film, right here on the second episode of Geeking, Gaming, and Cosplaying with H.B. Gibson. Hi everybody, I'm H.B. Gibson. Welcome to our second episode of GGC. First and foremost, I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for watching the first episode, all the likes, all the views, and all the wonderful comments. It's truly, truly appreciated. And I want to give a special shout out to Mr. Brian Bernard for correcting me about who the actual first black superhero on the silver screen actually was. And the name of the film was called Abar, the First Black Superman, which was released back in 1977. Thank you so much, Brian. Big shout out to you. And thank you for your input.
See, I wanted to hit you up, HB, when I seen it, of course. I want to thank you again for using my music as your intro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It fits so nicely.
And also, at the end, my name is Tim, not Jim, on the credit.
Whoa.
You got Taz part right, but you got Jim, and my name is Tim. So I said, I got to tell you.
Oh, my God. All right, I will fix that. I will fix that the very, very next episode. I will make sure that I put that correction. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. But like I said, I was gonna call you, because when I seen the segment, I knew that was the ones you were talking about. I was like, I know there's another show before this. But I just didn't look it up. I was thinking in my mind, I'm like, I know there is another one. And when you said that on that very next show and corrected it, I was like, yeah, that's it right there.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And
oh,
like
man.
I said, I appreciate it, though, Kat, for real.
Hey, listen, all I wanted was, like, some brand-new music to like, give, like, a new vibe to the show. And your music really, really helped. And I appreciate you for allowing me to use your song. And, of course, you know, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. We all help each other out.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. I love everything that you guys do, because I'm going to be honest with you. There's not too many. There's a few. But people that's stressing and grinding out here and keep on going. There's a lot of people that I know have done this and, like, within a year quit, you know what I mean? Give up, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you guys for continuing to go through it, make it happen at any rate, and people are enjoying it and loving your shows, and the more you do it, the more fans you gain. And I know, because I've been grinding a long time doing my music, my writing and everything like that. This radio show for 14 years, I mean, I've been doing for a long time. So, like I said, it's all about grinding and loving what you do. Because if you love what you do, you ain't never going to give up then, you know. It's part of your blood.
True.
Chess?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I
so, Gina, what keeps you going?
I'm sorry?
Gina, what keeps you going? You know, we're talking now about how you know, what is it that gets you up in the morning and really lights your fire for this stuff?
Honestly, creating is what lights my fire. Like, I've always been drawn to creativity involving art, film, even just down to illustration or even cooking. I love to cook. I love working with my hands. So that's why I like to do things like the graphic side. I like to edit and do stuff like that. But then on the flip side, I like being in front of the camera and creating something from nothing, creating a story that I feel speaks to me and that will hopefully speak to others and be entertaining. I remember I participated in the mannequin challenge last year, and my idea was basically four girls walking down an alley, you know, not even aware of what's going on in front of them. And there's a woman about to get mugged, or she ends up, the mugging does begin. And they then turn around and beat up these guys and win and give the purse back to the lady. And just doing that for a mannequin challenge that didn't even really mean anything, it was just so exhilarating and fun. And we were in the cold and it didn't matter. We just... I was just happy just to create, and that's when I knew. That was before the series. That was before the series really started developing into what it is now, and I just knew that I had to continue creating because it really does drive me. So I think
that's what
wakes me up. Yeah.
That's awesome. Alex, how'd you find these two?
Well, Gina, I had the luxury of meeting at a film festival a few years ago. She walked up to me and introduced herself and said, if I ever needed anybody for Body Jumpers, let her know. And years passed by, and then when I was casting Body Jumpers Resurrection, I thought about her, and I contacted her, and I offered her the role. I said, listen, I thought about you for this role to be the lead. Because I knew she could handle it. I seen her stuff. I knew she was talented. I knew she could act. I knew she could handle the action. She's very versatile. So I think she's a very honest actor. So I was fortunate that she said yes. And we kicked off the show, and it's been awesome. She's fantastic. I mean, she's just Nova. She's a hero.
I agree.
Thank you.
I have a question for all the creators. My question is, like, when you determine that this is the end of the season, like, you know, Alex has gone through a couple seasons, do you like to have a cliffhanger, or do you like to end it so to have a good ending for that season and then start back up all over again the next season? And I pose this question to Alex and Gina too, because when you're writing Hunters, I like to know, will we get an ending for the first complete season, or, you know what I'm saying, a cliffhanger? Alex, you go first.
For me, I prefer cliffhangers because I grew up with, you know, old serials where, you know, Tarzan died, come back next week and find out. So I like to do cliffhangers because it leaves people guessing and wondering, damn, what's going to happen next? So unless I know there's going to be no more, then yeah, I'll give you an ending. I will tie all the little bows and everything and give you all the answers, at least most of them. But for the most part, when I know we're going to continue the series, I would do cliffhangers.
As for me, I mean, Hunters is still a baby, so we haven't reached the end of the series yet,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
I...
You don't know.
It's tough to say right now. It's tough to say right now because I already know what's going to happen by the at the end of the season. But I don't know. It just, like Alex said, it depends on if it's going to. I don't know if it's going to continue yet. So I haven't reached that point. But I already have a resolution on how the story is going to end. But I must say that with episode one, I definitely wanted to reel folks in and leave them wanting more. And thankfully, that's been the response that I've gotten, the overall response. So just focusing on the episode, that I definitely believe it's important to leave the audience wanting more and wondering what's going to happen next.
Can Harold answer the question? Or does the cat have his tongue? Tune in next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, man, that's good.
I guess your intro told us what you're going to do. I was guessing, right? Go on, Harold. You can answer the question, too.
What question is that?
The one you threw out on the intro. Do you like the?
Oh, okay.
As far as an actor, do you like cliffhangers too, or?
I love
ending?
Cliffhangers.
Okay.
I love cliffhangers because you know what's really exciting about it is like, I never know what's going to happen next, and I'm like on pins and needles waiting for the next script for Alex to send me to find out what is going to happen next. Like, you know, who's Nova going to run into? When's Nexus going to come back? When's Darius going to come back? When's, you know, what, you know, is Glitter Girl going to return in the next, chapter? What villains are they going to run into? I mean, are they going to be captured? Are we going to go to Planet Euclid 6 one day? You know, I'm always looking forward to the next. I believe it's going to be done. I mean, we're just going to green screen that bad boy up. We're going to go to Euclid 6 one day. I'm always looking forward to the next.
I'm always looking forward to the next chapter. Me being a writer, and I wrote two novels that 600 pages a piece. After 600 pages for me, I usually close the story, but there are a lot of loose ends because I'm writing a soap opera. So there's a lot of loose ends that's out there that got you going, man, are they going to get together? Is this going to happen? And you got to wait to the next story. But I just don't necessarily throw a cliffhanger in after sending my people through 600 pages of reading. And they ain't getting no finalization on something. You know what I'm saying? That's why I kind of end the main story, so you know that part is ended, but you're waiting to read how the characters progress in the next plot, you know, the next story. So I'm on my third book right now. So I'm in my third book right now, and it'll be 600 pages again. And then once we get done with that, then I'm going to publish the second one and the first one and the third one and go on a book tour. Praise God.
And I think for the record, I don't know, maybe I guess I could just probably just reveal this. Darius and Maya never,
Wait.
They never? Not once?
I think it could have probably went that way, but you know, things abruptly stopped, and you know.
Wait, but you're implying that Maya's not going to return.
I'm just saying that with previous episodes, it kind of looked as if like Darius and Maya were
get ready to do
like,
that. Getting ready to do that.
Checking each other out, but hey, I'm not the writer.
Came back to give you your glasses and all that.
Shucky. Yeah, it was implied. There was a lot of a talk behind the scenes of implied romance.
now, Alex, can you explain the awards that you've won for doing the shows that you do?
I've won best web series and best special effects at the Urban Expo. That was in November 2016 for Dawn. And the year before that, I had won best special effects. And then I also won best web series in Spain at the International Euro Film Festival. We have beat out 1,800 other entries.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting.
That's good.
And we've been nominated. I mean, we've been selected for a lot of film festivals. We've been selected. Body Jumpers Resurrection was selected for the Hip Hop Film Festival, which is happening here in New York and Harlem on August 3rd to August 6th. And so they'll be screening us on August 4th, but I don't know the screening time yet. But, yeah, for people in the New York area that want to come out to the film festival, you know, you go to the website, Hip Hop Film Festival, and you can get tickets there and come out and see some cool screening.
Tess, you got anything else to say?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk to Alex about Dawn. What a novel idea. I love the idea of a vampire who gets a second chance to redeem her soul. Where the heck did that come from?
I gotta tell you, it just came out of the blue. I was just taking a shower one day, and it was just like, I just thought Dawn,
ah,
vampire.
Shower thought.
Yeah, it was just a shower thought. I just came out, and I was just like, whoa. I was taking a shower, and I thought Dawn, a vampire. And then I just started researching, like, how many different vampires they've done. They've done space vampires, all the types of vampires they've done. I said, well, I didn't see a vampire that works, you know, that works for God. So that's different. I didn't see a vampire who was a witch first and then became a vampire and now who is a warrior of God. So I thought that was pretty original and different. So that's what made me go that route.
Well, I loved it. I have to tell you, I loved
you so
the idea,
much.
And I loved the way you developed it. I love the cast. It's awesome stuff.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You guys are awesome. Like I said, watching you guys do your thing inspires me. It inspires a lot of other creators because we all talk about it in. We talk about it in the room, in the ICC room a lot, about how different shows like Alex's show, also yours, Gina. We talk about how inspirational it is to what we create because I'm an author of a comic book. And so me, Raymond Sanders, who draws his own comic books as well, Anthony Peterson, all the guys, a lot of guys that we are very close with, we talk all the time about the inspiration you guys give to us as well. So I just want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Tess.
Means a lot, Tess.
Tess, I know that the time is ticking, but I really
give your information of what you're doing and how people can reach you. Online and all that good stuff, starting with HB.
But before I do that, I really want to give a definitely a special shout out to my manager, also my fiance, Veronica Lopez, because without her, she helped me get the things that I needed to get for me to launch Geek and Gaming and Cosplaying with HB Gibson, because with the Zone, without going into too much detail, there was things that happened behind the scenes at the Zone that kind of fell apart. But it's going to come back. The Zone will come back bigger and stronger than ever. But without her, during that time where things were starting to fall apart and become very, very hurtful, she just swooped in and loved your boy and saw a lot in me because she's dealt with people in the entertainment industry, and she, you know, she said that she saw something special in me and more than just a talent, that she, you know, really, really took a liking and a love to me, and she helped me out in a way that no other person has. So, I mean, what this says, like, behind every great man, there is a great woman. So I want to give a special shout out to Veronica Lopez, my fiance, and also my manager. So if you guys want to check me out, HB Gibson on YouTube. That's all you really need to know. And look up HB Gibson on Facebook, because The Zone page is going to be deleted. The Geek and Gaming cosplaying page is going to be deleted. And everything that I do is going to be converging onto the H.B. Gibson page by itself. I just didn't want to have a whole bunch of pages all over the place. So look up H.B. Gibson on YouTube, H.B. Gibson on Facebook, Harold B. Gibson on Instagram, and also Harold B. Gibson 1 on Twitter.
Alex.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can let Gina go first. Ladies first.
Okay.
did people choke up? Did I choke people up? What happened?
I was weeping.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alex. What a gentleman. So, starting with myself, for anything that I'm involved with, acting-wise, Hunters and Body Jumpers and everything else, you can go to my website, ginalue.com. That's J-E-A-N-N-A-L-U-E. And that handle is good for everything, pretty much. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, I believe. But it's Gina Lou. And then for Hunters, Hunters has its own channel, so YouTube channel. So you can go to YouTube and do a search for Hunters the Series, because as you can imagine, there are other shows with Hunters in the title, so you have to have the series part. And there's also a Hunters the Series Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So all the same handle, Hunters the Series, three words all together. And I also have a YouTube page for like my reels and other work. So again, just YouTube search Gina Lou. And you can also, like I mentioned before, find out more about our Indiegogo campaign for the Hunter series on the Hunters the Series website. Alex?
Yeah.
For us, you can find Body Jumpers at youtube.com/TheBodyJumpers. And for Dawn, it's youtube.com/AlexFernandez's Dawn the Series. And then on our Facebook pages is facebook.com/BodyJumpers and facebook.com/Dawn the Series. And we're also on Vimeo and Spark TV. Find me on Instagram and Twitter is at 10F Studios. And you can find me on Facebook at Director Alex Fernandez, I believe is my thing.
Well, I want to thank you again for all coming in. As I've said many times on many of my shows, it's hard to get black people to call in on time. And that's why I know we have a long
five-minute
intro, because the people don't call in. But I appreciate you guys for being on time, coming through. And like I said, I love what you do. Continue to do it. And much success to everyone.
Thank you so much. Pat.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you.
I was actually at fight training, you guys, so that's why I was a little late.
And thank you, Tess Wigginton, for coming in, being my co-host.
Nice to meet you, Tess.
Nice to meet you,
thank
too.
You, Tess.
I'm thrilled.
Pleasure, Tess.
Yeah, I'm thrilled
Pleasure.
To meet all of you. You guys are awesome.
I'm going to end the show with one of the tracks off our me and my cousin's new jazz CD that dropped last month.
It's
called Love Potion Number 9. And I'll be back next week to interview a book writer next week. Later on.
Very nice.
The last few years I've been a mystery. Every chance you get, you're second guessing me. You tell your friends that you don't think it's meant to be. I'm at the door, I guess I'm free. Tiptoe the streets of people after me. I slowly kill them with a nasty beat. Quick hit them with 3 shots out in these alley streets. These nights in Harlem, read them in weeks. It's like I got my own Bugsy Calhoun. At first she was a friend, now she's a goon. Not your common Dominique LaRue. From the French Quarter off Howard Avenue. She sleeps with peace under her pillow. Her favorite pet is a black widow. See, I heard she was a silent killer. Give her the chance and she will injure. For a fine wine, after you take it, she commits the crime, entering your soul just to steal time. See, I pursue my own happiness. See, I'm a happiness activist. See, I protest because there's a lack of knowledge. Our people really lack confidence. Our women falling for the needy brother. See, they in love, but they can't stand each other. See, we abuse each other mentally until we hear the bad news. Homie, rest in peace. It's like it takes a death to make us love. Every time we fail, we tend to lose more trust. And no one's knocking down this wall, bite the dust. And when they ask about you, I say I'm over us. Hot gangster ways, one bullet in the air, short gangster days. Gotta keep it on low, trying to stay true. Haters on the prowl on everything that you do. Out in these streets with hits to make. But I spit about the real, not entertaining the fake. Something that you youngin' should all take heed. Sometimes it's about the art, so suppress the greed. What?